Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. The brown-headed cowbird migrated with bison across the Great Plains. Because it's hard to raise a family on the road, cowbirds laid their eggs in other nests. Host birds unwittingly raised their young.
The problem with the cowbird eggs is that they hatch earlier than the host eggs, and they're very hungry and will beg for food.
Biologist Marcia May says the cowbird hatchlings outcompete the host's offspring, putting a dent in the population of that species. Back when bison roamed, cowbirds didn't have quite the same impact.
Black-capped vireos, which are an endangered species now, they evolved where if they were parasitized by a brown-headed cowbird, they would leave that nest and re-nest, start a new nest. Well, if the cowbirds had already moved through, then that would have worked.
Without bison, cowbirds hang with cows. Because cows are fenced in and don't migrate, neither do cowbirds.
They're parasitizing all the birds in that area, their nests, and they're having a major impact on some species like the black-capped vireo, because the black-capped vireo keeps re-nesting, and that's wasting a lot of energy, and if it's constantly being parasitized, then no young will be reproduced at all that year.
We'll have more on cowbirds tomorrow. That's our show. We receive support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.